Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, as promised, I have four tracks from four new albums that have recently been released. In fact, one is so new that it hasn't even been released yet, but more about that later, and I thought that we'd start this week's show with a look back at some of the albums that were released at the end of last year. Let's get started then with a track from Nathan Avakian's latest CD recorded at the Nevercut Collection Wurlitzer in San Selma. Here's Nathan then with his typical out-of-the-box thinking with Rondo in G. Nathan Avakian there kicking things off with Rondo in G at the Nevercut Collection Wurlitzer, proving what the Wurlitzer can do with a little bit of digital backing, and I don't object to that one bit. Well, from San Selma, just outside of Los Angeles, we go to Haulawir, which is just outside of Durham. The new Victoria Centre there has a beautiful three-manual 19-rank Wurlitzer, the organ on which the latest CD by Howard Beaumont was recorded. I've always been a fan of Howard's laid-back style, and the CD is entitled Romantic Pipes, and it's all very lovey-dovey stuff, including this beautiful theme written by Nigel Hess for the 2004 film Ladies in Lavender. ¶¶ The theme there from Ladies in Lavender, played by Howard Beaumont at the New Victoria Centre Wurlitzer in Howden La Weir. Let's crack on now with four tracks from the four new albums that have recently been released. Now, in the UK, the name Zac Frame might not be known amongst many theatre organ fans. However, he is a fine musician and one of the featured organists at the Organ Piper Music Palace in Milwaukee at the beautiful three-manual 30-rank Kimball stroke Wurlitzer organ. The album's called It's About Time for two reasons. Firstly, it's Zac's first ever recording, and secondly, it's been some 20 years since the organ has been recorded, and that was by Jelani Eddington in around 1998. Well, the choice of music on the album is, I think, superb, ranging from songs that were released in the 1920s to songs that were released only a few years ago. Well, the CD opens with a modern hit, and for those of you who are into modern music, this was made famous by Justin Timberlake a couple of years ago, and it's called Can't Stop the Feeling. frame there with Can't Stop the Feeling at the Organ Piper Music Palace in Milwaukee, proving that modern music can indeed be played on the mighty theatre organ. I feel I should mention now that all of the information about where to purchase the albums is down in the table on the website. If you just click on the song title, you'll be able to access the details of where to buy these fabulous CDs. Well, from the brash sounds of a pizza parlour Wurlitzer, let's head over to a Compton organ in a Catholic church. I am, of course, referring to the fine example in St John Vianney Church, just outside of London at Clay Hall. It's only got 3 manuals and 7 ranks of pipes, but by God, it packs a punch in that room. This track is in fact so new that it hasn't even been released yet, and the reason I can bring it to you is that yours truly here spent 2 days with Mark Laughlin recording the album. I've decided to pick a track that shows off the gentle and lush sounds of the Compton, as well as the fine example of a mellotone attachment. This then is the Shadow Waltz, not the one made famous by Harry Warren, but the lesser known one written by Paul Dubois. Mark Laughlin there at the Clay Hall Compton with the Shadow Waltz, with a track that hasn't even been released yet but will be on your purchase list, I'm sure, in the near future. Well, we're back over to the States next and to the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne. This fine theatre is celebrating 90 years of existence this year, and because of that, several events and celebrations have been going on over there. This has included three brand new CDs. The first is re-releasing old recordings of Buddy Nolan, who was the resident organist there and was key in not only saving the theatre, but the unique four-manual 16-rank Page organ that's installed there. The other two are brand new recordings recorded of Mark Herman and Richard Hills. So we'll have one track from each of those CDs coming up now. The first, Mark Herman with Stompin' at the Savoy, with that traditional jazz standard. And the second by Richard Hills with a 1941 German haunting waltz called Illusion.
Thank you.
Mark Herman and Richard Hill celebrating 90 years of the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne and its full manual 16-rank fine-page organ. I think it's really great that the theatre are so enthusiastic about their pipe organ, and it's a shame, really, that not all venues like that around the world are that supportive of their pipe organs. Well, those are the four tracks from the four albums that are just out or nearly out, and as I say, details are in the description of where to purchase your copies. Well, to end this week's show, we go back to the latter part of last year and to a recording from David Gray's first ever CD. Recorded on the Dennis Unk Residence Wurlitzer in Erie, Pennsylvania, with its free manuals and 21 ranks, here's a duo by Duke Ellington, I'm Beginning to See the Light, and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. The mastery there of David Gray with those duo Duke Ellington tunes. Well, I'm delighted to say that David has yet got more stock in this country, so you are able to actually buy a copy of the CD through the Cinema Organ Society's sales page. Well, that's about your lot from me. Next week, I'll be featuring a star organist, and if all goes to plan, I shall be going up to record them this Sunday. So, from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.